This is Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One Communications in the Digital Age. How to talk to your doctor. September 22nd. How to talk to your doctor or any other medical professional in latex gloves and a name tag that you're staring at while you're naked underneath a gown that's open in the back. I'm Gloria Moraga.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
This is One-on-One Communications in the Digital Age, and I'm talking about talking to your doctor or any healthcare professional. This is not an easy one-on-one conversation. As a patient, we are coming into the conversation at a disadvantage. We are in a position of weakness. They are in a position of power. We are sick or injured or worried about this disease or that ailment. We're not feeling 100%, Charles. They, on the other hand, look strong, well-dressed, clean, and it is understood that they are highly educated. You may have said, clean, Gloria? Yes, I mean clean. Anybody who has suffered from a broken leg, or been in the hospital, or hurt themselves, and you're unable to get into the shower, unable to wash your own hair, you go into the doctor with dirty hair. And for a woman, yep, this is bad. This is a bad way to feel and look. Now, here's the thing. We need to remember that it's our body. This is our health. It's our life, literally. We know what hurts. We know how we deal with pain. And we know our family history. We live it. So don't underestimate your power. That said, it is not as easy as it sounds. It takes practice, determination, chutzpah, to have a good one-on-one, give-and-take, face-to-face conversation with your doctor or any other healthcare professional. And from now on, I'll just say doctor, and you know what I mean. I'm Gloria Moraga. Here is one of your first hurdles. Many doctors are not great communicators. You have to remember, they are science nerds. They spend most of their time in school in the biology labs. If they took a communications class, it was way, 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 way back when they were undergraduates. Medical school is a long and difficult road, and it is filled with older, smarter, demanding jerks who are also horrible communicators. Back in the old days, when I was little and first got polio, nobody would ever recommend to a doctor or an intern to take communication classes or to go to a comm seminar to learn how to carry on a conversation with a patient. It just wasn't done. Doctors heal. They are like living gods on earth, and we are just lucky to get a few minutes of their time. Not, no way. This is true. More and more, we spend less time with doctors. Our time with them is getting shorter and shorter. So the time we do spend with them is precious. Many of us are then afraid to ask questions. We're afraid to challenge, to ask for a second opinion. We're afraid to say, no, I do not want to take that drug. I do not want to have that surgery. What are my other options? Or why are we doing it this way? This is wrong. The truth of the matter is, they work for us. We are their clients. We are their customers. We pay their salaries. We are not nothing. We're something, folks. I believe in my heart that doctors are basically good and caring. But I know in my mind that, like any profession, there are bad doctors. Now, at this point in the podcast, I wanted to quote the Hippocratic Oath. The Hippocratic Oath is one of the oldest binding documents in history. The oath was written by Hippocrates. It is still held sacred by many physicians, although they don't necessarily take the Hippocratic Oath anymore. I know some may. The oath says, in part, to treat the ill to the best of one's ability, to preserve a patient's privacy, and to teach the secrets of medicine to the next generation, and so on. Now, I thought the oath included the phrase, above all, do no harm. And there was another way to say that, first, do no harm. But the oath does not include that sentence. The fact is, Hippocrates also wrote the oath and that line, above all, do no harm. Hippocrates was a Greek physician born in 460 BC. He is known as the father of medicine. In the ancient Western world, Hippocrates was regarded as the greatest physician of his day. The point I wanted to make is, above all, do no harm. Medical professionals are not there to hurt us, but it's up to us to speak up and to help them with our medical care. So how do we do this, Gloria Moraga, Little Miss Smarty? Little Miss Dr. Moraga, you think? Well, I believe we have to speak up. Please try, because sometimes you have to be the squeaky wheel. You have to make eye contact with your doctor. You have to ask questions. If you're confused, ask them to explain. Here's another tip. Just tell them, I'm confused. I need a better explanation. Don't just agree to have a procedure if you are unclear that it's going to make you feel better or feel worse. When I had my recent hospital stay, I repeatedly asked if I could have a different pain medication. They were giving me OxyContin. I didn't want it. I was in pain, but I wanted another kind of pain pill. I repeatedly said, I have a family history of drug addiction. I have researched this fact that a person become addicted to Oxy in about 10 days of continual use. All the research shows that addiction varies from person to person, but I have it in my family history. The nurses and others ignored me and kept pushing the Oxy. When they come in with my pain pill, I'd say, what is that? And they'd say, Oxy. Finally, I told a doctor, I don't want it anymore. So what she did was she increased my other less addictive pain medications. When I got home, I stopped taking it entirely, even though they had given me a whole bunch to bring home with me. Okay, yes, I was still in pain. I still hurt. But here's the thing. Pain is our body's way of talking to us. Someone told me that long ago, and it is so true. So why do I want a drug that blocks out what my body is saying to me? I don't. I want to get well. I want to heal. Some pain is not fatal. Drug addiction, I believe, is another form of death for me. My point here is you've got to take control of the meds. I took control of the meds I want to consume. It's my body. I'm not going to pound down whatever they give me. How the hell did we get into this drug addiction mess in the first place? Too many prescriptions. Let's wake up, folks. Here's what you have to do. Know what you want to say. Have a communications plan. When you're getting ready to go to the doctor, practice. Practice what you want to say. And if you have to, write it down. Take your notes with you. Give a copy of your notes or give the notes to your loved one who's going to the doctor with you. If the doctor doesn't have time to speak to you, speak to the nurse or the physician's assistant. Make sure they put notes in your chart that you need additional information. You want someone to call you, to talk with you. You want more facts. If you don't like the way you are being treated, or if they're not listening to you, ask for another doctor. You have this right. I get two or three guys to give me estimates to paint my house. Why would I not get a second opinion to have somebody cut into my leg? I want to walk. Walking is more important to me than a paint job. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is One-on-One, Communications in the Digital Age. How to talk to your doctor or any healthcare professional. Don't be afraid. Good luck and good health.